This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, April 27th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. When it comes to following through on a key campaign pledge to post bills online 5 days before he signs them, President Obama, so far, has a worse record than the Washington Nationals. Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says in these early days of the Obama presidency, it's still possible for the president to win out, and in doing so, send a signal to Congress and federal agencies on the importance of being transparent.
So far, the president has signed 11 bills into law, and giving him the benefit of the doubt, he has only once posted a bill for 5 days before signing it. Ironically, interestingly, two bills he has held for 5 days before signing, but not posted on whitehouse.gov. So twice he's stolen defeat from the jaws of victory on that campaign promise.
What's the practical impact of having the president have a piece of legislation sit for 5 days without taking any action on it?
A lot of people assume that a bill that has left Congress is a fait accompli and that the president holding it for 5 days would have essentially no effect. But members of Congress are very, very keen political risk balancers. And knowing that the president was holding to a rule that bills would sit for 5 days before he signed them, available to the public, members of Congress recognize that they put themselves at political risk with parochial amendments, last-minute earmarks, and such. And you would see those things drop away if the president were to hold to such a rule. It would also help spur Congress to behave better itself, be more transparent, and be more methodical in its processes. So President Obama holding to that promise would be good for the nation's lawmaking.
Just to be clear, what are the technical hurdles to President Obama making this a reality?
There are a couple of simple questions that have to be overcome. One is just the whitehouse.gov having a uniform URL structure where the public can know it can go look for bills. Currently, the posting of bills, when it has been done, has been haphazard, and they're hard to find. So a URL structure. Another is the question of emergency. Obviously, President Obama rightly excluded emergency legislation from his five-day promise. Now, no bill yet to arrive at his desk has truly been emergency legislation. Even the Recovery Act, which is a nominal economic emergency legislation, he waited 4 days to sign, and Congress actually waited several days to send the bill to him after it passed on a Friday evening. So there hasn't been emergency legislation yet, but should there be true emergency where specific persons or specific groups' life or health is at stake, well, those should be accepted from the rule, and that's a standard that the White House can set, obviously. Finally, there's the question of when the five-day clock should start. The administration has posted some bills while they're in the congressional process, while they're still in the House or Senate being debated, hoping to meet the five-day promise. That really hasn't passed muster. And I think the best time to start that five-day clock is on presentment. That's a distinct part of the legislative process that's described in the Constitution. And so that presentment should be when the five-day clock starts. That would be a process that's clear, that's understood by all. And it's just those few hurdles that the White House has to get over before it could start implementing this process regularly.
So they have the staff to do it.
Congress has more than enough staff to post bills online. It's very easily done. And just a few decisions have to be made and a little bit of backbone, frankly. There will be a fight from Congress when this happens because Congress prefers to move legislation quickly, get it signed quickly, and get it out of the way before the public gets a look at it.
What implications does this have for other agencies that are under the control of the White House in efforts to make those agencies more transparent?
The agencies and career bureaucrats watch the president for leadership. And I think by not implementing this promise from the beginning, they took a signal that they weren't necessarily going to have to be quite as transparent as he was suggesting they were. So if he does implement, they will take a corresponding signal that they are truly expected to be transparent. So this is a real opportunity for the president to show leadership on transparency. Much of what he said has been very good. Documents issued from the White House have been very good. But real action, real rubber on the road change has yet to materialize in the transparency area.
It's still early days yet. Jerry Brito, when we talked about that subject here, suggested that it's still
way too early to call this a failure on the president's part. If he's going to do it, when will he do it? And at what point should we say, look, the president's clearly failed to follow through on this?
Well, the White House and president have certainly gotten the habit now of signing bills right away without regarding his promise. But I think that pressure will grow over time, and specifically after the 2010 elections, when attention turns to the next presidential election in 2012, the White House will increasingly recognize that it has to maintain some credibility with voters whom it promised to carry out this transparency measure. And so my best political balancing suggests that it'll be in the latter half of the administration that we start to see implementation of this promise, though we'll continue to call the numbers as we see them with each bill that passes Congress and gets signed into law.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. He recently scored the president on his pledge to post bills online. Before signing them, you can read it at our blog. You can get to that from cato.org.